Welcome to Podcast Reviews Reviews Podcast, the podcast where I review the reviews of this podcast. Welcome back. It's me again. Thank you for listening. Last week, I'm sorry that I wasn't there. Apparently, I got a touch of what the doctors are calling the coronavirus, but I'm on my way up and up, out and up and out of the sickness. I'm still a little bad, but I think I'm well enough to talk on mic now, so I don't have to subject you to anyone else other than me. Thanks, Daniel, for filling in last week. I didn't tell him what to say or what to do, so unfortunately, I had no control over his methods, but it all worked out. If you haven't heard Happy Go Lucky, I actually took a reviewer's advice and applied for a audio voice acting audition on his podcast, Happy Go Lucky. There's a story called Charlie Saves Christmas, and I'm in it as what I assume is the protagonist. Go check it out wherever podcasts are, and thanks, Daniel, again. I have a couple critiques about his performance, but it's not a huge deal. I did feel like he was a little harsh on the review, but it's understandable. He's new at this, and I have the experience, and he doesn't. So, Relness, thanks for your review. I think the 5-star was accurate. I understood with your syntax what you were going for. You know, we don't really need to use all the sort of words and sentence structures anymore in this efficient new age emoji language. So it made sense to me. But as due diligence, I will actually go check out your comment on CastBox to kind of fulfill the finality of that review. So let's find out what that is. CastBox, PRRP. Oh, it looks like CastBox is another podcasting app or something. And the comments on here. Oh, there's one comment and it says, not quite a review, but here's a comment. Okay, great. Yeah, so since it's not a review, I'm not going to review it. And probably wouldn't anyway, but thanks for the comment. That was a good two-part, multi-part episode, but now we're back in the thing, and we can continue the podcast. So anyway, this episode, you might have noticed the title is called Website. Well, here's why. In looking at the press kit stuff of the last couple weeks, it seems apparent that everyone expects you to have your own personal website. You can't just have your podcasts on the podcast app, like CastBox or Podcatchers or whatever. You have to somehow have a website to redirect your podcast to that podcatcher, I guess. I don't really know anything about why any of this is true, but it's imperative. So in order to host your press kit, you need to have your press kit on your website. So I didn't have a website, obviously, but I looked. PRRP.com was not available. Someone had PRRP.com and I couldn't buy it. But there were other options like co.uk or PRRP.org, which seems reasonable since it's kind of a nonprofit organization. But all these websites are like $30, or very US dollars, very expensive. Luckily, I did find a URL that was cheaper. And thank you to my patrons again. Because of the extra $2 buffer a month, this URL cost $2, so I was able to use my Patreon excess to afford the website for PRRP. So we've bought a website with a unique URL that you can find to host our press kit on. So if you go to PRRP.website, you will find our website, which has a giant link where you can leave a review, and I guess like Daniel out of the blue suggested, 100 reviews is actually a pretty good goal, even though we need to have like more than that. But right, for starters, we'll do 100 reviews. So if you go to that website and click that button, and you can just click that, it's so much easier than already having the app, I guess. I don't know, websites, you know? So PRRP.website, there's also a little handy description about what the podcast is in case you're the press or unknown. So you can do that, PRRP.website, and hopefully soon we will have our press kit up on there. So that's the first step we need for our press release, press kit situation. So check our website out, leave a review, 100 reviews, I guess. And thank you. Hopefully next week my voice will be better. So we'll see you next week.